A friend said to me, I just found out I'm colorblind. The news came completely out of the green.
Thanks for joining us today. You're listening to Laugh Again with Phil Calloway.
Some of our listeners love puns. They say, use more of them. They're really punny, they say. Well, I enjoyed puns as a child, but that was once upon a time. There are days I consider punching those who punctuate their punchlines with puns, but that would be pun kind. Well, that was a painful sentence to say. Puns are not my favorite, but just for our listeners, I took it upon myself to make sure we have some pun today. After all, a good pun is its own reword. Ha! Well, at first, I was intimidated by punning, but it's grown on me. Grown, get it? Okay. Well, a friend tries to annoy me with bird puns. I remind him that toucan play that game. Toucan. He says the only people who dislike puns, Phil, are those who are lactose intolerant. Well, here are our winners of this month's Laugh Again Pun Contest. So my doctor says my obsession with puns is just a phrase I'm going through. Did you hear about the guy who lost his left hand? Don't worry, he's all right now. I'm good friends with 25 letters of the alphabet. I just don't know why. What do you call a dinosaur with poor vision? A do you think he saw us? There was a kidnapping at school yesterday. Don't worry, he woke up. What kind of shorts do clouds wear? Thunderwear. Did you hear about the soldier who survived pepper spray? He's a seasoned veteran. What should you call an average potato? A commentator. About a month before he died, my uncle had his back covered in lard. After that, he went downhill fast. That's terrible. If you're thinking about singing karaoke with a friend, just do it. I wanted to be an astronaut when I was a kid, but my parents said the sky's the limit. They're finally making a movie about clocks. It's about time. Bad spellers of the world, untie. A sign said that falling rocks, so I tried and it doesn't. Whoever stole my copy of Microsoft Office is in big trouble. You have my word. Well, maybe you think these are hilarious, or maybe you groaned so loudly that you sprained your funny bone. Puns are divisive in comedy. Some critics say they are the lowest form of wit. Fred Allen once said, hanging is too good for a man who makes puns. He should be drawn and quoted. Well, a fascinating study discovered a link between puns and personality. People who find puns irritating and groan-worthy tend to be linear, literal, detail-oriented. People who laugh at puns are more creative, abstract thinkers with linguistic intelligence. A joke that leaves me in stitches might cause you to roll your eyes, and that's okay. We laugh differently. We think differently. Talk, work, and walk differently. But you know something? Different is good. We need each other. 1 Corinthians 12 says that believers in Jesus are like different body parts. Paul writes, the eye can never say to the hand, I don't need you. The head can't say to the feet, I don't need you. He goes on to say, this makes for harmony among the members so that all the members care for each other. All of you together are Christ's body, and each of you is a part of it. Are you a hand? Hang out with some eyes, some ears, and feet today. We all benefit when we give thanks for each other's differences and live in harmony. We have much to learn from one another. Puns may not be your thing, but a brother or sister may love them, tell them, and you may even find yourself laughing at one, like this one. I'd like to tell you a pun about a sick bird, but it's illegal.
When life feels heavy, sometimes the best cure is a little bit of laughter and hope. At Laugh Again, we're passionate about spreading the life-changing grace and hope of Jesus. Your support helps us share this joy and the gospel message with so many in need. Will you partner with us this month? Donate today at laughagain.org. Laugh Again, truth bringing laughter to life.